5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Welcome to anything and everything under the sun, and sometimes above it.
Alrighty. So, just in case you forgot, I am D Money, and you are.
They just call me Lee.
Just call me Lee. We keep it short, simple, and to the point.
To the point, bro.
So today, I know we have actually been sipping on a little bit of drinks here. I think Lee has something he's got going on over there, but I took one of these Trulies out of the fridge. I had a Busch Light. I'm drinking a Yuengling, which is just complete rat piss. I don't like Yuengling. Not a big fan of them.
It's fucking terrible. That beer is terrible.
Yeah, you don't like Yuengling either.
I mean, a lot of people don't like what I'm drinking probably, but it's spooky season, which means October, which means pumpkins, which means Sam Adams Oktoberfest. I wait every year for this shit to come out. This is my favorite. This is by far my favorite time to drink. Because, I mean, it's not like it's a bitch beer. It's not. It just has a little pumpkin pie to it, man. It's got everything I need right now.
I wish I could drink that. I don't know. I'm not a big
fan. Just gotta find the right one, bro.
Not a big fan.
Their other October one is like a pumpkin. It's Sam Adams pumpkin something. That shit legit tastes like a pumpkin pie.
I'm pretty basic. I just like, if I'm drinking beer, I would much rather like choose to drink on like Bud Light or like
basic bitch status hard food.
I mean, I would even go as far as like maybe drinking a Coors, but definitely my choice would be Bud Light.
Straight piss water.
Yeah, if I were to drink beer or choose any sort of
straight piss water,
something like that.
You.
Yeah,
I like shit with flavor now, man. I'd like Bud Heavy, some straight up Budweiser, full hoppy flavor. You could beat it, man.
Dude, I don't know.
Then again, I also drank the fucking Cobra 40, so.
I don't know.
That is what it
that
is.
That dude that we follow on Instagram, B-minus show or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He shares some pretty crazy IPAs and
dude, I'm not into that. Some of them IPAs, like, you gotta have a taste for IPAs. Like, I don't think this is an IPA. This is a...
I mean, lager. I've had some IPAs that I really like, and I've had some that have just been just
dude.
Gone.
The one I've had tasted like a pine tree.
Remember that one that I bought at Chives the one day, and it was like 8% alcohol, and I took one sip and I was like, can't do this.
Dude, that shit.
Dog's breath or something like
that. Yeah, it was on like tap. Wasn't it like? Yeah, it was on tap. Wasn't that like fill your own mug night or something? It was a Thursday
something
or something.
Weird, but they.
That shit was disgusting.
I spent so much money on that just for me to not want it.
Tell you, some bar finds that I had was up in Akron. That fucking Sped Doctor, that root beer shit.
Oh, yeah.
That shit fucked me up.
Yeah, I remember
that. It tasted
those.
Straight up like root beer, bro. That was dangerous as fuck. Dangerous as fuck.
I don't know, though. I mean, realistically, though, I'm not a big fan of like drinking beer. I'd much rather choose like
liquor.
Like, yeah. I'm a
it
mixed
doesn't
drink
make you feel
person.
As bloated and shit.
Yeah, I definitely choose a mixed drink over anything.
I'm not doing a fishbowl again like we did that one time. That fucking
too sweet. Sweet,
dude. That broke us. Three of us went down with a stomach ache immediately after drinking a fishbowl. Don't judge us. You know, we drink fishbowls. You get curious, but honestly, one of my best finds, I think, was when we went to the strip club, and they had the shot tray, and they brought around the shots, and it was liquid marijuana. Dude,
that shit was
delicious. And come to find out, Ray's had it, and you could get it in a big glass. Oh, man, I'll chug that shit.
Went from a shot to an adult.
Right.
To the bar.
Or the Ninja Turtle. Was it one of them? The Ninja Turtle?
There was
something?
Ninja
it was like
Turtle.
A
there
something?
Was Lifesavers.
I don't know,
there
it was fucking delicious. They're all good.
Oh, there were just so many. They had Washington apples at times.
Right. Yeah, those are good. What was... I remember Eric. We were up at Akron. We used to go to Eurojaro and drink a lot. And Eric got... he was hooked on Vegas Bombs. Vegas Bombs. And I had one that was pretty good, but they had another shot up there. It was the breakfast shot.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit was delicious. Yeah. That was the truth.
I didn't, I also really like mini beers. Mini beers.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mini beers.
They popped
yeah.
out of nowhere, but I was like, man, these yeah. things are great.
No, I remember, remember my birthday. A little birthday get together we had at the apartment.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah.
Nick's sister brought the brought shit to make
that
the
was
mini
after
beers.
I had first yeah, been introduced no, what, to
India actually gave me my first one. She's like, you gotta try this, and came over yeah. and made me a mini beer, and I was like, what the fuck is that? That's wow. delicious. I remember we got reckless one night. We're like, hey, let's do some Irish car bombs, and we did that the whole fucking
oh,
night.
Man.
It was a mistake.
Dude, I love Irish car
They're
bombs.
Good. Well, you also love Rumplemints, you fucking
yeah,
weirdo.
Yeah, I do. I really do loves like that some shit. Rumplemints. Dude, put some hair on your chest, man. I'll tell
and
you what.
Put some hair on your chest.
You throw a nice little sip of Listerine back down there, you get a whole fresh restart right there.
I mean,
you're
yeah, you're
go.
Right, I guess. Like, I guess you could use that for when you're heading home, like...
Right.
You make that your last shot. Is that Sour alcohol? Ice. No, that's no. Listerine, dog.
Dude, what are you talking about? I just finished brushing my teeth.
Just got back from fucking
I watched
your wife.
I watched you pull out of the bar driveway, sir.
Nah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom. I had to,
I was picking up my food. Leave me alone, cop.
Oh, shit. Nah, realistically, though, for real, I mean, unless there's liquor... Like I said, I hardly drink beer. I think tonight's the first night I've had it in probably a week, honestly. But yeah. then again, I had a real bad time. I had real bad times with my dear friend alcohol here.
Just vodka. Just mainly vodka.
Where, priorities were taken, but that's neither here nor there. So I try to distance myself from it, but I do still enjoy drinking occasionally here and there.
I'm glad we don't drink like we used to back in the day.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That shit was too much. I don't think I could survive that. It's not like we drank every day. It was like mainly the weekend.
I drank every day.
Yeah, I guess.
I drank every day.
I guess. Yeah. yeah. I've done that. I did that for a little bit. I did that for a month where I was drinking every day.
Yeah.
It was fun. I'm not gonna deny it. I couldn't live the rest of my life like that.
I was happy.
But man, let me tell you, I was always a good time. Like, shit's better when you're drunk. Food's better.
A lot of the time I was better. Just like too bored, you know. I wasn't really hip on anything else in the world. So yeah, alcohol was the easiest thing for me to acquire.
I'm just upset it took me so long to realize like how important pre-gaming is when you're going out to the bars, bro.
Yeah.
I remember
anywhere,
we'd go out,
dude,
bro.
Anywhere.
We were spending like $200 a night on alcohol.
Dude.
I'm like, what the fuck? I
Ridiculous.
Can't keep doing this.
Ridiculous.
We're like, oh, we should pre-game. But you got to time it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta pre-game with something light that just gets the buzz going.
I mean, I can pregame and play a couple games of like Kings or something, and then go to a party, or go to a bar or something. I mean, even
it's
now,
been a while, dude.
I haven't been to a bar in so long.
Even pre-COVID, we didn't even go out. Like.
Yeah, like I said, after that one freaking massive bar fight that I got in, I just never really decided to go back out again.
That was a good time. I don't know about you. I had fun.
I had a blast, but the shit that happened after it or transpired before it, how many did we get into
before that with no consequences?
But that was
at our bar, though. That was at Ray's. He was cool.
I'm still just so mad about this situation because, like, the dude went out the back door and I went out the front door. And next thing you know, the dude is in the front parking lot. And I'm like, what the fuck?
100% on the fucking security, bro.
Yeah, that shit was.
Not my dude Cardi. My dude Cardi would have locked him up, bro. But the other nigga should not have let that motherfucker come around back, bro. Or come from around back. Like, that could have all been avoided. We was about to get in the car and go until the dude came out running his mouth, man. I hate that. I can't stand that. Bro, if you're going to be security at a bar, do a better job.
Right.
Do a good job. You just caused a whole situation for them because you couldn't keep a dude in the back until we left, bro. We was literally in the car about to go, And y'all let this man out for it. Like,
yeah.
The whole situation could have been avoided.
I'll tell you
man.
What, though. That's the first time and probably the last time I'll ever be involved in a bar clearing fight.
Well, now, listen. Listen. Probably not. It's going to happen at least one more time.
Oh, man. I ain't as good as I once. Like Toby Keith said.
Yeah, but I was I'm as good once as I ever was. So
yeah, you're right
I'm just
there.
Saying,
you're
you got
right
at least there. One more, ain't you?
You're right there.
But, I mean, dude, we got into a bunch of scuffles.
Before almost every, yeah. every almost every fucking
never
week,
never
dude.
Did we go looking for it, bro.
Shit,
it we never went looking for it. It just happened. I had a grown ass man spit on me like a little bitch. That shit was funny. He was talking tough, like, oh, yeah. I just got out of jail. You spit on me? Like, bro.
I don't care if you just got out of jail.
You was
there.
Tossing salad. Shit. That's what you was doing.
Licking like, the booty
hole. Get out of
them cheeks. Hey, nothing wrong if you just eat the booty like groceries. I'm just saying.
I guess nowadays.
That's your own personal preference.
See, that's
mine.
What I don't get, bro. Here's now I'm going off on a fucking rant here. So I don't understand, like, all right, so we had niggas eating Tide Pods. Eating the ass became popular. And yeah. You never go ass to mouth, and apparently that's popular. So we got all this happening, and now you're going to tell us we got to worry about a virus? People is literally sticking tongues in assholes, bro. You want to talk about a virus?
That,
like
E. coli.
You could die from that, man. Like, that don't make no sense.
I don't know.
Same with Tide Pods. You eating detergent.
Look, I take care of my butthole by, like,
Nah, that's a whole lot of not happening, man. I mean, to each their own. I mean, if you like to eat ass,
like
that's
said,
on you.
If it's your fetish, it's your
fetish. I mean,
fetish.
I'm sure women enjoy it, but, like,
I'm just curious, like, once you get up off of there, like, does it feel like sand is, like, in your bum?
Do you feel, like, what's it feel like after? Do you feel violated
like
when
I
that
feel,
happens to you?
You know, like, it'd be, like, kind of sweaty.
Like, you feel dirty. I mean, if it's for even
unless
if it's fresh out the shower,
unless you're like ending on it, I don't know.
No, dude, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that first time it happens, you probably feel like, ew, what did I do? Like, you're disgusted. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever done something? You're like, oh god, shouldn't have did that. Like that. That's one of them things, bro. That's one of them things.
That's one of them.
But it could be worse. Yeah. You could be like Odell Beckham and like to get shit on.
It's fake. It's
I don't know,
fake
man.
News, fake
I don't,
news.
I mean, all right, Trump, chill.
Fake news.
Motherfucker tried to say the COVID was fake news too. This
oh,
motherfucker.
Shit.
If Trump don't die, I'm sorry.
Bro,
look, I know y'all Trump supporters and stuff,
already
and I got
recovered.
No problem with that.
He damn near already recovered.
But listen here, my dude is in the demographic of people that should die from this. He ain't dead.
Bro, he left the whole hospital.
Right. And he said, hey, you know, this COVID ain't really nothing to worry about. Like, but what do you mean all the people died? We ain't gonna get the same care you got. Like, what do I know? I don't know nothing. Just a big dummy.
It don't even matter.
Just a big dumb ape in the stupid world.
Everyone's just gonna see
it
how they wanna see it. How you gonna wish evil upon him?
I don't wish evil upon him. I'm not saying like I hope he dies from it. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense because like he should have got it bad. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's just crazy because we're about to witness the miracles of modern medicine
when it's cured by the end of this month.
Yeah, exactly. When the president gets top of line everything and is done, like, and here we are still climbing that ladder.
See, they said that they injected it with a trial serum, like vaccination or something, like a cure-all thing for it. And I think they did that on purpose because they did say, they did release last month, they said, you know, they told states to be ready for mass vaccinations by the end of this month. I mean, obviously, they're going to have this knocked out by... So I think that they set it up to where
he gets it.
He gets that shot. He gets that treatment or whatever, and bam, he's good. We're selling this now, you know?
Yep. Hopefully you bought stock. I'm just saying. Hopefully you bought some stock in the companies that's going to be selling that vaccine. If
they're probably not in the public, that's the thing.
If they stay private, that's going to be some scary shit, I'll tell you what.
Well, if they're private, then you know damn well Trump's got a hand in it, and everybody else that's a smart businessman would probably do too. Johnson & Johnson standing to make some big money. They're one of our main go-tos right now for our vaccinations, which is crazy. We're trusting them, and like their baby powder gives women like ovarian cancer. Did you know that? Yeah, like, no. Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They tell them not to powder their lady parts because it causes that. Yeah,
don't powder your lady parts, women.
Well, now listen, do powder your keep yourself fresh.
Keep yourself fresh.
Keep yourself fresh. Not for me,
funky.
Not
fresh.
For any other dude. Just for you, for your confidence, boo boo. Do your thing.
Do you, boo boo?
You know, you're trying to walk around smelling like a fish market. Nobody wants to do that.
Oh gosh!
I just
Good
thought
morning,
about
ladies.
Yeah, man, I was about to say that's what went right through my head, bro.
Oh shit, that was funny. No. It cracks me up because like, mainly because like my musical taste is just so broad. Like today, I was listening to Fleetwood Mac, and by the end of the day, I was listening to some a band called Infinite Annihilator, and they're this death metal,
bro,
screamo.
I started my day off with some Van Halen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you stayed with all day?
For the most part, until I got home.
You got home?
Yeah, the guy I work with, he's a musician. He was upset
so he
that Eddie Van Halen died.
Yeah, so he likes listening.
But like, we jammed out. We jammed out. I can get jiggy with about anything except for country. Some country. If it ain't party country, I ain't listening
to
it.
Well, I was going
to
say, I even got down to some country. I was out here singing some Toby Queef.
Toby Queef.
Toby Keith, you know, ain't as good as it once was because that's my jam.
Yeah, but you got to listen
to
it.
And if you've ever seen the music video, it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, of course. I mean, each their own. I could handle country in small doses. Man, it's really just not my thing, bro. I listen to classical music all day over country. Like if you sat me down and said, hey, you gotta listen to one genre and it's all day for 24 hours straight, it's country or classical, I'm gonna pick classical.
Oh, classical 100%.
And I mean, I'm not even big into country, but I noticed that country music's mostly pop now anyway. So
I would honestly
blame Taylor Swift for that. Or
To that's a good comparison, country to classical music, because that means you're comparing two of the lowest of what you would say you would find the lowest interest in your music taste.
To an extent, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, actually, what we listen to a lot is probably has the smallest fan base, and that's like metalcore.
Oh yeah,
dude, like they're. I
well,
didn't realize
I
how small.
Say,
like you see
say.
Some of those artists that get big, and it's like
they have
a million plays. Or they have one album, or they can have 10 albums.
Yeah.
But like you go to their songs, and it's like 13,000 plays. Like,
yeah,
the fan base just isn't
big
enough. You know, it's like it's crazy. It's crazy that there's still music genres that are like that. But people look at like right now, like hip hop and pop, just that's it. That's all you get.
Like T-Bus is freaking fire, dude.
T-Bus.
He's fire. Just keeping it real, yo.
Right. Well, I mean, you got people that blend the genres too. You got you got Drake.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what to think of. He's in so many different categories. A lot of his songs are released. He's like R&B or pop. Some of his songs are in hip hop. It's like, you know, the blending of the genre, which I did like, you know, the fact that hip hop and country were starting to blend again. But that's old. That's been done, man. Y'all forgot about Nelly. Y'all straight up forgot about Nelly. Like, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, Old Town Road was a hit, but Nelly been doing that shit forever.
Nelly has a whole
his whole country album.
That
right?
is a country album.
Did. But who was his, wasn't his first, like,
but
big
check
one?
This out.
Wasn't, didn't he do
check
one with Tim McGraw,
so
like Toby Keith?
So does Danny Warsnop. Warsnop.
Which
Warsnop.
Is weird,
and
but
it's amazing. I love every
it's,
second
it,
of it.
It's really weird that he does country, too, because he's, like, European.
Yeah.
I don't think they live that country. I don't. They listen.
Maybe.
I know some of you guys listen over there, please email us. I need to know, like, do you guys have country music over there?
I imagine so.
Right, but is it comparable to our country music? Because our country music just, I feel like we invented country.
I really want to know what Swedish music sounds like.
Oh, bro, they're big hip hop, bro.
I've never listened
they're
to
They're big
it.
Into hip hop.
I've never listened to, like, what a Swedish artist.
Yeah, no, they're like. They're big into hip hop, dog.
Yeah, Swedish artist.
Well, you got to think, what, A$AP Rocky, what, he in jail over there?
Yeah, shit.
You got to, they're big into hip hop. I was watching a documentary.
I would love to travel there, I'll tell you what.
Oh, fuck, I'd live there, dude.
I'd love to travel.
God, dude, they're doing shit right.
Ireland.
Oh, Ireland would be dope. I'm trying to get drunk.
I don't really want to go to Amsterdam, I'll tell you that.
Why would you not want to go to Amsterdam? Are
I don't
you
know.
Kidding me?
I watched Hostel and I was like, no, I'm good. I'll go find some back party, you know, next thing you know, I'm be like Nick Fodzie at Power Tower getting roofied in my drink.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what
Christ.
I mean? So, like, I'm good.
Man, I don't think it's going to happen like that. I really don't.
It
they're
might
all,
not
they're
happen
all
like that. You know,
though,
completely.
If anybody's doing it right, it's definitely Amsterdam. They're like, hey,
irrational fears.
Fucking do what you want, man. You want a prostitute? Fuck, go get one. You want to blow some coke? Yeah, fucking here you go. Like, they don't care. People are gonna do what they want to do regardless. So why make all these restrictions to lock people up? Like that's stupid. Just let them fucking do it. They're going to do it, whether you want them to or not.
Because people need some sort of direction. Like, I don't...
I mean,
we I
might as
like,
well just install a dictatorship and make know, it, or, like, a communist state and just make it all one fucking uniform.
Well,
thing.
Here's the thing, dude. I was having a conversation with someone that I know, and we're sitting there talking, and we're talking about the protests and the riots and all this shit, and he comes out, and he goes, well... We don't have any. They don't have any sort of leadership or anything like that on what is going on or what they're supposed to do. So the only thing that they know to do is to like destroy stuff, you know. But it's like at the end of the day, our leader is the POTUS. You know,
I mean, that's who represents us. I wouldn't call him a leader.
Regardless, leader, whatever you want to say, but someone that comes out and is like, hey.
Well, he spews hate. He spews
yeah,
hatred.
You come out and you're like, hey, we need to stop. I apologize for the actions of the people that have served underneath of me. I intend to change of what's happening instead of...
He's not a good public speaker, bro. Yeah. I hate Obama as much as you want, but when we needed to come together, when things were difficult in this country, he made it all seem like we needed to come together, you know. He didn't preach division, but I don't even look at it that way, man. I look at the actions of Black Lives Matter as the voice of the oppressed. Like, you know, the... They say things, they're doing this. The riots got people listening.
I agree.
And, you
I
know,
agree.
And they're like, oh, well, now we see that peaceful protest was a peaceful protest. You know, that Cap taking a knee was way better alternative than what we got.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
And honestly, people are just fed the fuck up. And it's people of all races. Playing into this, nobody wants to say, hey, I'm the leader of Black Lives Matter, because well, I wouldn't. I mean, they're gonna crucify you.
Yeah,
you're gonna die a martyr. Like it, you see it in all the movies, man. You look at anything, they're a rebel group, bro.
MLK,
they're a rebel group.
MLK was the leader of. You know,
and assassinated, bro. That he died a martyr.
13 times.
He died
13
a martyr.
Assassin attempts.
Yeah, he died a martyr. And, you know, and that made him even greater. You know what I'm saying? If they'd have just let him live and say he made a mistake, which I doubt he would have, but if he would have made a mistake, it would have been better off to let him do that than to kill him.
But
you made him a martyr,
what happened
man. You
after
made him a
he
hero.
Died? Cities were burnt down.
Well, I mean, it was
down.
Like that when Rodney King got... beat up by that cop in Cali, bro.
It
they
just
they fucking they so, burnt that shit down.
It's just so mind boggling.
You gotta
to
pay attention. I mean, hey, they tried to do it peacefully. people didn't want to hear.
They don't want to listen.
So you got to burn some shit down. Them shop owners don't really care.
And then, have people that defend the shop owners and they're like, well, they didn't have insurance.
Yeah, if you're a business owner and you don't have insurance, you're an idiot.
Now their insurance is skyrocketing because they're in a bad part of town.
You shouldn't own a storefront. You shouldn't be operating a storefront without insurance, bro.
All I'm saying, exactly what you said. One, if you don't have insurance, you shouldn't be running a store.
Because
if you get robbed, you're fucked.
Anything happens, bro. Somebody comes in there and breaks their leg, you're fucked.
Right. So there's one issue. And I mean, here's another thing. How predictable is a fucking riot? It's about as predictable as a goddamn fucking shock of lightning, a bolt of lightning hitting your shop.
Right.
Okay, so your insurance still pays, I imagine would pay some sort of...
Oh, they're going to cover that. Dude.
You know what I'm saying? So, your shop is, you know,
They'll cover it more than storm damage, because most of the time, damage like that, they call it, an act of God. And, you know, this is this fucking arson. It's a crime.
Yeah.
Regardless, so yeah, you're covered.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Target's owner was like, dude, fuck it. You want to burn shit down? Burn it down. Get your frustrations out. So we have insurance. Fuck it.
People got to look at it from the outside a little bit further than like, well, you're burning everything down that people worked hard for. Well, guess what? It's going to get rebuilt.
Bro, think about the businesses that were already struggling at this point. They probably set fire to their own shit. Like, hey, this is our way out. Yeah. Let's burn this bitch down and collect our money.
Like I said, some people don't think about that stuff.
Yeah, people don't think.
Or they don't want to, and they'll just make up any excuse as to what it
is. It's not even just that, bro. It's how the media portrays shit, man. People...
These are people that I talk to on my daily basis.
Yeah, but those are the same people that will see a Facebook post, read the headline, and not read the article. Not check the sources. None of that shit, bro. They see... world is going to end in 2020, and they don't read into it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it doesn't make sense to me why... It actually does make sense to me where everything gets lost in translation is because people don't care to do the research anymore. They see a clickbait fucking article headline and think that it's real news, bro. Like, it's not. Read the article. Do the homework. Like, what the... did you guys go to school, bro? Any school paper we wrote, bro, we had to do that. What are you doing, Cat? Why are you looking at me? Don't look at me like that. We get you.
I agree, though.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, we always have to cite our sources, bro. We always have to cite our sources.
Like, it's like after we get out, everyone wants to take credit for someone else's work.
And right. That's the thing, too. You'll see the same thing printed five times with just minor word changes.
So many different narratives. And there's like a movie that I was watching or a trailer that I was watching, and it was like a journalist that was like getting in trouble because she didn't want her publishers to take away her narrative of the story. So even if you're seeing it firsthand, you can still manipulate a story
anyway
to be whatever you want it to be. I could stab you right now, right? Just like Among Us, that fucking game is hilarious. I could stab you right now,
say that I was the aggressor
and say,
because I'm dead, Haley, I can't defend myself. Yeah, well, even then you can say it was self-defense.
You know what I mean?
There's no witnesses. You could say, hey, that dude came at me. I had to, you know what I'm saying? There's, as Andrew would say, dude, dead man can't talk, bro. I mean, that's just how it goes. That's fucked.
I mean,
the whole system's fucked up for that, bro. It just grinds my fucking gears, buddy. Crazy. I tell you. Open your eyes, people. Do some damn research.
You can't even use the phrase do research. Because doing research takes you into an endless loop of who do you trust.
Yeah, right. You're right. Well, fucking decipher information better, bro. Stop jumping the gun and assuming shit.
I mean,
take it both sides and be like, okay, well, this makes sense.
Exactly.
From that side, this makes sense. Yep. From that side, it's processing. It's not that hard.
Exactly. I agree.
People don't have time for that, though.
I agree.
Claim they don't have time. It's ridiculous.
Look here. This sounds good. I believe it. Okay. That's it. Boom.
2020 is straight stiff arm and us. 2020
has us like LeBron did Tyler Hero, bro. 2020 has taught me more about the general public than I've ever known in my entire life.
I fucking hate the general public. That's what it taught me. I hate them. It's stupid.
And I feel bad for the people that are, you know, marginalized, like you and I or anyone right. else, because
we're looked at as fucking crazy people.
Like, we know. We see this shit, and it's just hilarious. That's the only thing you can do with
that. They throw us into the woke category of people that like to get people canceled. That's not what I'm here for. I'm not trying to get anybody canceled, but I'm going to tell you what. My eyes are open. You see, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people's eyes opened up when this coronavirus shit hit. Where my mental state now compared to what it was back in fucking whatever when we started this lockdown, completely different. Like, at first I was like, oh fuck, this is real. I should really be worried, like panicky, all kinds of shit. Now I'm like, okay, this is some bullshit. And I'm not saying it's like fake. It's not fake. There is something that's out there killing people. I just think maybe it's the common flu and we're just paying attention to it. Because if you look at the common flu numbers, bro, they're way down. That don't make sense.
They just took all those flus and threw them on the COVID.
Right. And I get it. It's something we haven't dealt with. Or maybe it is a new type of flu or whatever. I don't fucking know. I'm not into that.
Look, I ain't a doctor. I don't plan right. to be a doctor. I ain't ever going to be a doctor. Someone else is going
to
work.
But to shut the whole fucking country down, bro. Let's shut the country down because of people that die from cigarette smoke every year. Or shut the country down for people that die in car accidents every year. How about we shut the country down once a year to let the fucking world heal? Do you remember at the first yeah. part of this, bro? It was like a month in, bro. And the earth started doing things. Like, California had no smog. Like, you could see mountain ranges and shit. I believe in Italy, like in the channels, like in Venice, there was like dolphins swimming through the channels that haven't been there in fucking forever because of pollution and over traffic and everything else. Like, the world took time and healed, and then like we're right back down in the shithole, bro. Like, if you're going to shut something down, shut it down for that. Because, like, we all got to live here, man. We only get one. I don't care. We're searching in the universe for another planet. There ain't one anywhere close, bro.
No, don't wish.
Why not take care of the fucking one we got, bro? I don't do everything. I drive a gas car. I don't recycle, per se. But, motherfucker, I can see, like, I'm not the one creating the problem. It's the big corporations, bro. You go down the street, what do you see? You look at a factory, you just see black smoke rolling into the sky on a regular basis. Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. The world's fucked. I think we just see it.
It's
now.
The cost of enjoying. It's the cost of enjoying your life. It's the cost of being alive. It's the cost of being human.
Right, but if people would focus more on, instead of focusing on the little shit that we can't change, just live your life and be happy. Like,
I agree.
You know, we're all fucking dying every day. We're all dying. So, bye. It's just like Shia LaBeouf said, bro. Just do it. Literally, just do it. Why not? It don't make sense to me, but hey, what do I know? The fucking Oktoberfest talking at this point.
The very last thing I'd like to touch on, though, is recently I seen LBJ storm off the field in some off the court in some frustration.
Can't blame him.
Look. I can't blame him either. There's been times where I've played a whole game and it's nothing's going my way, you know, and it's
right.
I just can't hold it together anymore. I'm done. I've had enough. I need to go. And I've found myself in a situation where I've walked off the court, off the field.
I've done it.
Not saying a word. You know, I've done it. I'm not gonna destroy some man's legacy all because one time he chose to walk off the court. Maybe because he was having a shitty game.
It happens. Yeah, I mean,
it fucking happens.
We're looking at it, you know, from a competitor standpoint too, but at the same point too, you got to think this man. I'm telling you, man. After a loss, like just a normal loss, I'm already not trying to talk to anybody. This man's going to have microphone shoved in his face. LeBron, what's it like to lose this game? And could you have done more? I'm like, bro, I ain't trying to talk to none of y'all. I'm trying to get back to the locker room, deal with my team, and go on about my day. You know, skip all the bullshit. Jordan did it, bro. I'm so tired of people saying, oh, Jordan wouldn't
do
that.
Every athlete has come to that point. I've seen it happen in football games.
You can pull up any professional sport. One of your favorite athletes has done that at some point in their time.
Okay. I could even equate it as close to being as even walking through, you know, after football games, you'd meet up, at least in high school and college, they kind of just meet all together. But walking through the line, not shaking anyone's hand or, you know, saying good game, that's equally as bad. Or just whispering something to him as you walk past, like, oh, you suck, or, you know.
Right, we'd be sure as you're like, shit-talking him. Yeah, no,
that's... Man. That's the same. In my book, it equates to the same manner as LeBron leaving the court with 2.9 seconds to go
in the game. Bro, the game's over. We know the game's over. He knows the game's over. We know they're letting the time run out. Why stick around, man?
Dude, it's like getting the last word when your boss is like screaming
at you. If it was something he did all the time, that's a problem.
Exactly.
That needs to be addressed. But what is his? That's the thing.
I can brush it under the bus, under the rug, just like I'm going to.
They just don't
know
how to appreciate greatness, bro. You got to think about all the people that never appreciated Kobe for his game. And guess what? Y'all don't get the fucking chance to. Rest in peace, Kobe. Fucking legend. But you know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron is the greatest basketball player of this generation, and I don't care what you say. Jordan was great of his generation. There could be multiple GOATs, bro. That's how it is. You look at boxing, bro. You'll hear Ali was the GOAT. Mike Tyson was the GOAT.
Off topic. Did you see that Roy Jones said he regrets
signing up for Mike Jones, should, that Mike bro, Tyson I'm fight? I'm telling you, bro. Listen, Roy Jones is an idiot. Oh, shit. Anybody that knows Mike Tyson, like whether they say it's exhibition for charity, hey, we're just slap boxing, Mike Tyson doesn't know how to take shit as a game, bro. It's real life. You're going to die, bro. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter how old he is. I was talking to my coworker about this today, bro. Mike Tyson doesn't have a halfway, bro.
You better run.
He's a shark, and if there's just a drop of blood in the water, he's there to kill. And Roy Jones can't move like he used to. I think if they would have set up a fight with Mike Tyson, with a current fighting guy, a.k.a. Fucking Wilder,
you think?
Deontay Wilder,
wow.
Which now I'm telling you right now, dude, Mike Tyson in his old age, I would put money on Mike Tyson in that fight. All it takes is Tyson to get inside. Wilder's going the fuck down, bro. That dude ain't never been punched on by somebody that can punch as hard as him.
Right. You're right. I mean, Tyson Fury.
Nah, he don't punch as hard as him.
No, I was going to say, but Tyson Fury came inside.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Mike Tyson's little self would get in there, bro.
Another one that I'm excited to see what transpires is from Adesanya
and John Jones. The style bender about to whoop John's ass. And this is what I'm doing. John is a great fighter. John Jones is by far one of the greatest fighters to grace this fucking world. But I'm telling you now, dude, he's not as hungry as Adesanya. John Jones is, he likes the spotlight.
Style
he goes out
said,
here and
real
fucks
life anime.
Up, bro. Literally, this is the fight because he idolized John Jones, bro. He's watched every John Jones fight, bro. That's his idol. And I'm telling you, bro, he's going to win that fight. There's no doubt in my mind. John doesn't take it serious. It's a paycheck for him. This motherfucker be out here. He can barely even pass a drug test. That's how you know a dude ain't taking it serious. If he can't even stay off the drugs, stop blowing.
Has anyone been able to challenge him?
Not really. Not really,
if it's
bro.
It's boring to you.
I mean, his fight was Cormier.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, which that's not even a fight, bro. You look at him, they're completely different animals.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Maybe this fight awakens a different monster.
Maybe. He's like, maybe it ends a career.
Hey, we'll see. You see what happened to Conor McGregor. He lost to Nate Diaz. What happened? Oh, I'm going to go box.
Conor.
I'm go
Cotter Bobs. Got love with the fame, bro.
Nah, I'm a go
That's
Bobs.
The thing, because you look at Cotter before that, bro. Cotter was hungry.
Yeah.
Cotter wanted that. He wanted the success, and then he got it. He fell off, man.
Yeah.
And now these guys are setting up fights, with boxers and shit. That's not... Okay, look. If you took a boxer and put him into a regular MMA match with regular MMA rules, he's getting his ass kicked. You take an MMA guy, you put him into a boxing match with regular boxing rules, he's getting his ass kicked. There are two different fucking fighting styles, man. There's no way around it. You take a veteran boxer versus a veteran MMA guy in a boxing match, the boxing guy's going to win. Like, for people that were looking at that Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight, if Mayweather was actually taking that fight serious, Conor would be in a fucking hospital. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know why anyone takes it lightly. Yeah,
that's like that fucking WWE shit. That shit's staged as fuck.
I was always taught to go 100% all the time.
Well, that's what Mike Tyson does. Let's put Mike Tyson in the ring with Conor McGregor. That'll never happen. But go ahead, let's do that. Let's see what he get fucked up. Mayweather started taking it serious towards the end of their little fucking bout, bro. McGregor didn't know what the fuck to do, bro. He played with him, was just like, you're hitting me. McGregor fucking punched him one time too hard. And Mayweather's like, nah, and started piecing him up, bro. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you were right. I remember that. After that happened, the whole fight changed.
The whole fight changed, bro.
And
it
I'm
was
pretty
playful.
Sure it even showed on McGregor's face,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was playful, and then he knew he fucked up. He's like, oh, shit. That's how it goes. And see, that's the thing where you were talking about the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones thing. Mike Tyson's on that switch at all times. Yeah. He's already on go. There's no... You already pissed him off by getting in the ring with him. he's a different beast, bro. If you listen to him on the JRE podcast, you listen to him before he started working out, he's a cool-ass dude. You know, Joe was joking with him and everything, laughing to when he's training. Joe laughed, and he's like, this is not a joke. This is serious. Like, he was going to fight him. You know... He's a different, and
I
he
am
knows
a killer.
It. That's the thing. He knows.
I am a killer.
He knows he's two different people. He knows when he's fighting, when he's training. Like, he is a fucking asshole. But that's just a competitor in it, man. And that's the same with Braun, bro. You get a frustration game. You gotta leave. You gotta just leave. It's best to just leave and get away from people.
At the end of the day, if you're at all competitive, then you understand that situation.
Oh, for sure, man.
If you're not a competitor, then shut the fuck up.
It shows, man.
I'm sorry.
Don't be a fucking hater, bro.
Shut up.
You're being a hater. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you're being a hater. You're being a fucking dick rider. 80, you're a hater.
88 games, and he does it on the 89th. You know? I mean, it's not how many. I'm just talking shit right now.
But
you get what I'm saying. I think they play 82. Well, regular season before.
People are looking at
82.
Him. They look at him in the wrong light, bro. People talk about
We're
what
humans,
he's doing
dude.
Now.
Like,
they look. They talk about what he's accomplished now. Let's talk about when he came in the league, bro. That first year, he averaged close to 30 points. Every year after that, with the Cavaliers, he averaged 45 fucking points per game. Carried a team for almost 10 fucking years.
Oh, yeah.
Got him to the fucking playoffs by himself. Who'd he have? Ben Wallace, old, crippled, out within 3 games. Shaq, at the end of his career. Larry Hughes, where the fuck did he disappear to? Delonte West, he's homeless. I'm just saying, bro. He ain't had no help. He had no help and was still achieving greatness.
I agree.
So... get off his dick. Let him do his thing. Let his son smoke a blunt. God bless America.
Yeah.
God bless
you. I'm really excited for when we talk about the decriminalization of marijuana.
Oh, that's going to be a good time. This right here is just a little bonus episode for y'all because y'all been blowing us the hell up with these listens and the Instagram interactions, and I love it. I know Dakota loves it too. We out here trying to make some good content for y'all.
I love all yins.
Keep it up.
We had a good time. Talked about a little bit of beer.
Beer. and some sports.
Maybe we were supposed to do a collab today, but that fell through. Oh, well.
It's all good. We'll get to it eventually.
We keep going. Ain't nothing going to hold me. Wait. Well, how's it go? Ain't nothing going to break my stride. Ain't nothing going to hold me down. Oh, I got to keep on moving.
Was that some Diddy shit or was that bass?
I don't know, but there's an original one.
It was signed the bad boy on that one, I'll tell you that.
There's one that's like kind of upbeat.
I'm pretty sure Diddy does it.
There's one that Diddy does, but there's one that's upbeat.
Shout out to Diddy the Goat.
Like a older version. I don't know. I'll have to show you
sometime.
That's
usually how it goes.
But that's all I got. That's all I got. D Money signing off. I'm cashed out today.
Peace.
One small step for man.